We're in a negative routine, stuck in a rut, not expecting things to change. We've gone through disappointments, had setbacks. Now we've lowered our expectations, watered down our dreams. We let what hasn't worked out be an excuse to settle where we are.
Our mind is the control tower of our life. Whatever happens in our life starts right here. All of our decisions are there. And the truth is, whatever we are today is the result of what we've been thinking about all those years. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So if you don't like what's going on around you, maybe you should ask yourself the question, what am I thinking about? What do I think about myself? What do I think about other people? Because what we think about is really what controls us.
You cannot attract thin from I hate being fat. Because if what you think about is what expands, and what you're thinking about is hating being fat, then hating being fat is what you will continue to manifest. You act upon what you think about. You cannot attract prosperity from an inner consciousness that says, I hate being poor, I despise being poor. Because if you despise being poor, if you're angry about being poor, then being angry about being poor or despising it is what you will continue to act upon, and you'll be able to say, see? Now it gets worse. You cannot manifest what you want if your attention is on what is. If your attention is on what is and the circumstances of your life, that's where your thoughts are, then you will continue to create what is into your life. You've got to figure out a way to get your mental images, your energy, your attention, your higher awareness off of what is and onto what you want. And every time your thoughts are on what is, you shift it to what do I want?
Studies made of the lives of literally thousands of successful people have shown that they radiate confidence, assurance, they expect success, and they get success. You can spot these people by the way they walk, by the way they look and act. You can feel it about them when they enter a room. They may be short and fat, or tall and thin, or any combination in between. But they have about them the attitude of success. The easiest and most effective means of forming a good attitude habit is to begin to act as though you have a good, positive, expectant attitude toward life. That's right. Begin right now to walk, act, and look as though you belong to this group. If you're already in the top 5%, you'll know what I mean. If you've never tried it, you'll be amazed at what happens. Actions trigger feelings, just as feelings trigger actions.
The moment that you catch yourself being distracted, the moment you catch yourself starting to worry, the moment you catch yourself drifting to the future, drifting to the past, that's a moment of tremendous power, because you basically just woke up. You basically just noticed that you're not here in this particular moment. So use that wake-up call, 5-4-3-2-1, and ground yourself in this moment. The best way to ground yourself in the moment is to look for something in this particular moment that you can savor. Now, I'm using the word savor on purpose because it's the word that psychologists use to describe what happens when you find something in this moment right now, right here, right now, to focus on and to appreciate.
So if loving yourself is going to move you towards your goals, then we're going to do it, even if you don't think that you're worth it. If pushing to grow and get better is going to move you towards your goals, then we're going to do it, even if it doesn't feel like you deserve it. You have to let go of that in order to get to your goals. And now, as long as your goal is exciting and honorable, why would you ever want to do something that holds you back? If you're doing something that elevates yourself and other people, why would you want to stop yourself from doing that, even if you deserve to be punished or whatever it is that you think about yourself because of what happened in the past? It doesn't make sense. Free yourself from that. Allow yourself to contribute to yourself and others. Contribute as big and aggressively as you want, as you possibly can.
To notice its pointlessness, its untruth. To notice that you don't want it because you don't want it. When you notice it, you are the awareness, and you as the awareness don't want it. The pain body wants it. So the awareness has to come in so that you break the link between your pain body and your thought processes. That is the key, is to sever the link between your thought processes and the pain body in order to sever the link between those, there needs to be enough awareness, presence. Only the presence can sever the link. The presence comes in, and so you no longer, the emotion is no longer controlling your thought activity. That's the key. And that's the beginning of the end.
To be able to place our attention on what it is that we would like to create for ourselves in our lives. To literally have the power to know that if I think about it and I keep it there and I keep that picture firm within me, that there is an energy, a source, a capacity within me that is in the universe and that is also in me. And that I can use this energy, that I can manage it. There are many ways to get the things that we want for ourselves in our lives. But basically, it all begins with how we choose to think. As you think, so shall you be. Seven little words that I think are perhaps the most important things that we can learn and master in our lives. This old proverb notion that I become what I think about all day long.
The term mental strength refers to the internal power that drives you to complete a particular action, task, or goal. If you're an athlete, it may involve sports and summoning up the energy to finish that last stretch across the finish line. Business acquaintances usually call on their mental strength to close the final deal or complete a business presentation with rave reviews, focusing on receiving immediate orders. Individually, it is described as an inner strength that allows you to persevere, making it through life's challenges and hurdles. We each have the need to activate our own mental strength. It's an internal force which triggers your body to perform beyond normal expectations. It's your inner voice that says you are capable and you can successfully confront the opposition, whether it's physical or emotional. Mental strength is your body's response to a condition or circumstance, causing your body to reply as needed. Your mental strength can create a new level of physical and emotional endurance based on the situation. It also helps you to develop individually, calling on your own mental strength to support you through physical encounters and emotional hardships that you may have to face throughout your lives. Mental strength is essential to building your own personal character based on your own unique experiences. As you go through each day, you depend on a certain amount of physical and emotional strength. It's this ability to activate and call on our mental strength that ensures we start and finish each day, no matter how difficult. It's what brings us back to the starting point to begin another day and face the ordeals that are imposed by the world and ourselves. It's the same voice that listens when you have fallen and allows us to sulk rather than agonize over what you failed to accomplish. Our mental strength allows you to accept your weaknesses and focus on turning them into strengths. It gives you the ability to make a decision to move forward with the aptitude to make noticeable differences within your environment and yourself. Mental strength builds your self-reliance in making decisions based on your inner awareness, while at the same time increasing your physical and emotional health. When you are feeling healthy and confident, you actually improve your own mental strength, building your level of competence and strengthening your body's ability to confront and deal with life's next adventure or challenge. This process becomes an asset, and we learn to use it as a valuable resource, taking advantage of our own ability when we are in need of inspiration. Our own motivation and resourcefulness encourage us to believe and gather the courage and strength to accomplish our goals and maintain this newfound practice of reliance and certainty. As we continue to develop our mental strength, we begin to understand how capable we are of achieving and completing our goals or tasks, whether it's simply getting through each day or attaining new levels of success. Mental strength gives you the ability to deal with demanding situations, empowering yourself with the trust and belief that you can confront your risks and deal resourcefully. It creates your willpower to finish the race, the self-discipline to maintain a diet and exercise routine for your own well-being. It acknowledges that you are not perfect, but you can become stronger and face the endeavors no matter how tough they appear in the beginning. Mental strength confirms your need to know your own limits and how far you can push past those boundaries to create new ones. It's what gives you the ability to dream and focus on what needs to be done, generating the energy both physically and emotionally to sustain. It produces the inner strength to move past adversity and disadvantages that have held you back before. You can improve and reinforce your mental strength each day, ensuring that each time you call for help, your brain instantly activates your body's response. You need to challenge yourself slowly over time so that your body automatically enables your brain to consider the existing response or execute a newly planned reaction to realize a successful solution. Once you become conscious of your mental strength, you'll begin to develop a habit that consistently improves the results and the outcome. At some point, your mental strength becomes stronger and faster through practice, exercise, and repeat functions. Your concentration improves, as does your memory from past experiences. Taking the good conclusions and building endurance for the future while remembering the less successful results and replacing them with proven achievements. How do you make the most of your mental strength? Challenge yourself each day. Promise to consider an alternative to old habits that didn't work and implement new ones that do work. You need to listen carefully to your brain and believe that your body will respond because it's already been proven that you can endure to face the challenges within your life. Take your disappointments as a new challenge. Keep your brain active by focusing on one thing at a time before you move on to the next challenge to ensure the desired results. Maintain a healthy balance of thought no matter what you encounter by simply engaging your mental strength every day of your life. A big part of life is not so much what happens to us, but how we respond to it. Having negative attitudes and behavior will lead us to having a negative life. Having ups and downs is a regular part of life, and while depression is a very real condition, you do not always have to act depressed. Having a positive attitude about life and events can make living more enjoyable for yourself and the people around you. If you want to easily improve your life, having a positive mindset makes that possible. Being positive is more than just an idea. It is a way of life that should be practiced multiple times every day. Laugh. Whoever said that laughter is the best medicine had the right idea. Laughing, even when a situation is not particularly funny, is a great way to improve your outlook on a situation. Laughing will also improve your mood and possibly the mood of those around you. If you are faced with an unfortunate situation that makes you want to cry, try laughing instead. You may look crazy, but you will also feel better. Smile. Along the same lines of laughter, smiling is also a positive way to express oneself. Smiling makes you look more attractive and more approachable. In uncomfortable situations where you do not know anyone, most of the time a smile will be all that is needed to break the ice. When you appear to be in a positive mood, positive people will be drawn to you. A smile is a great way to convey the message that you are feeling positive and happy about life. Even if you do not feel that way, smiling often enough will help to change your mindset in a gradual way. Think positive thoughts. Thinking positive thoughts is the surest way to become a more positive person. If you are judgmental of yourself or others, it can bring you down in a negative way. You owe it to yourself to be a kind voice inside of your head. Positive thoughts will also become positive words. This also works the other way around. For example, if you're always thinking negative thoughts, then it is likely that you will be negative in conversations with other people. However, if you are always thinking positive, then you will be bringing positive vibes into conversations. Hang out with positive people. If you keep constant company with people who are always negative, then it is likely that you will become negative yourself. The best way to avoid this is to hang around people who you respect and who you would not mind picking up habits from. Positive people usually hang out with others who are positive, so if you would like to hang out with other positive people, then you should also have that same attitude. Take care of yourself. Eating a healthy diet, not smoking, and not drinking heavily can have positive effects on your mood and mindset. When you take time to do what is best for your body, you will start to feel better about yourself. Feeling better about yourself will make you a more confident and positive person. Encouraging others to do the same is a great way to build a positive community with like-minded individuals. Relax. Taking time to focus on yourself and relax is a great way to get centered and refocus on your purpose in life. We all have tough days, however. If you take a few moments to meditate, the positive things in your life will begin to come into focus. Life is stressful, and it is important to find some moments every day or evening to let go of the stress. Doing yoga, listening to relaxing music, or practicing another hobby is also a great way to bring some positive thoughts into your mind in a productive way. Love your family. Your family is with you no matter what. Taking some time to appreciate them and show your love to them is one of the most positive things that you can do for them and yourself.